Hey.
Hello.
How you doing?
I'm doing all right. The Bucks are losing to a Miami Heat team that does not have Jimmy Butler or Dragic. So we've been bad the past couple of games. I mean, I know it, you know, we're shaking off the rust, but like the other teams that we're playing are the teams that we're going to be playing in the playoffs. And they're playing better than us.
We're luring them into a false sense of security, Andrew.
What if that like is a legitimate thing that they're like trying to show weaknesses that we don't actually have so that when we get into the playoffs, they're like, we'll strategize by going with this set of players and blah, 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 blah. And then the Bucks just dominate. That's what I'm going to hold on to and pretend.
Cool. Apologies for my phone going off just now. I received a text that reads, Andy, conservative views are being silenced by social media truth squads with radical liberal agendas. President Trump is fighting for us all, and he needs your voice heard at the polls, but official records indicate you're not registered to vote. Register now.
Attention all Fortnite gamers. Donald Trump is in trouble, and he needs your help. Why did they send you an email with Andy as the, like, recipient?
I don't know, man. The only thing I can figure is that somebody put my number on, like, I don't know, like a conservative activist on one of their signups. I don't know.
And like maybe because we like were roommates at that time, like maybe they got the name screwed up. Huh. Cuz like I have gotten, you know, political emails have been addressed to me with Andy instead of Andrew.
Mm-hmm.
On multiple occasions. Not sure why.
Right?
Like, why would they, like, go with the name that is definitely not your registered name?
I have no clue.
Because if my name was William and they said, hey, Bill, what's going on? And I don't go by Bill, I'd be like, fuck off.
I mean, fuck off, because these
absolutely anyway, fuck off. But I mean, like, if it was a political group that even I supported, and they just, you know, like, hit me up with, like, hey, Drew, I'd be like, no, stop.
We are not going to stop the rest of episode 102 of the Quarantine Cast, recorded on August 6th, 2020. Ryan, not able to attend. He is on assignment. Relates to the aforementioned Bucks game. He snuck into the basketball compound in Disney. Got past all of the plastic bubbles and is going to be our man on the inside.
Potentially ruining the whole idea of a bubble with no outside exposure. Ryan could bring the entire NBA crashing down.
Wouldn't be the first time.
Yeah, Ryan has a knack for that.
You have any news or any hot takes you want to get into, or should we make this a question bucket episode?
Question bucket!
Oh, shit! Let me pull up the doc!
Yo, I'm feeling loose. I got, like, little less blood than normal. Just fucking going in it.
Do you care to elaborate on that?
I donated blood.
Oh, good for you. Just in general, or did you find out if you had the antibodies?
I won't know that for a couple of days.
Oh, it's a part of oh, cool. That's cool that they're combining that.
Yep. So like basically the idea is that like in the same way, like the first time I donated blood was how I found out what blood type I was.
Yeah.
And they said, hey, it was your first time, so like notifying you, here's your Blood type, and then like they'll also give you access to see like, do you have hepatitis or HIV and, you know, all that kind of stuff. But with COVID, they said in like 7 to 10 days, something like that, they would say if you had antibodies, and if so, they would really encourage you to give plasma so that they can get your antibody rich plasma over to people that need it. But then, you know, I would also know that I, you know, am possibly responsible for the deaths of hundreds or thousands of people.
I do have the HEP, but I also have the antibodies. Kind of makes me giving blood a wash.
Yeah. I had signed up to... Oh, sorry, go ahead.
No, it's definitely smart that they're doing that. I'm going to look in to see if there are any places by me that are doing that. Still sucks, though, that either by Red Cross policy or federal law, you can't be an active member of the queer community and give blood. Or, a queer man, but, you know.
Yeah, it's super shitty. And I actually don't know if... I don't think it's a Red Cross thing. I think it's like a medical, you know, surgeon general type law. Like, I think it's a government thing, but not positive about that. That being said, even if you don't agree with, you know, that policy, please, for the love of God, give blood. Like, yeah. Blood is not political.
Nope.
If you, you know, are gay or queer and you're not able to give blood, that is horrible and shitty, mm-hmm. and I'm sorry. But still, please, please give blood. Like, there are people that really need it. And, like, especially now, nobody is donating blood.
It's not going to happen with this administration, but you would think during a... Well, it should have been that rule, that law preventing gay men from giving blood should have been revoked years ago. But, I don't know. Hopefully things go well politically and the next administration gets on that is... I don't know, but
they did change it. It was like a year or so ago.
Oh,
where, because it used to be where you could not have had sex with a man, I believe, in like the last, it was like 5 years or something, and now it's 3 months, which is still, you know, shitty, but it, I don't know.
Nah, can't give blood, got my dick sucked. Sorry.
Yeah.
Fucking ridiculous. Let's get into some of these questions. Pete from Providence, Rhode Island. When you think of levels in video games, what comes to mind first? Character experience or different stages?
When you play video games, what comes first? Wait, didn't we answer this already? It's marked answered.
I just typed that in.
Oh, okay. All right.
Updating live in the dock.
So we're talking about like tiers, like, you know, the Olympic stairs, you know, what's in first, what's in second, that type of thing. Like, what's more important? Is that what this guy's asking?
I think he's asking, like, Mike, when you hear the word level, do you immediately associate that with, like, my character is level 5, or does your mind go to, I'm on the water level?
Oh.
That was my read. What were you reading it as?
Like, I was reading it as, like, what's more important? Like, what is your tier? You know, like... In terms of like things that are, you know, more important in video games, is it characters, is it story, is it art direction, is it graphical fidelity, is it gameplay?
Oh.
That's what I read it as.
Oh, so you're thinking like what is the most important dimension of a video game?
Yeah.
Huh. What is the most important dimension of a video game?
There isn't. Art is subjective.
Menu feel is the most important part of a video game.
The HUD.
Yes.
The HUD is the most important.
Bring it back. The HUD is dying. It is a lost art form.
All these new video games are like, we're going for immersion. No HUD. Fuck that. Give me all the things flashing on my screen at once. I did see like a pretty funny take on, I think it was the PlayStation VR Iron Man game.
Okay.
Someone played it, and I guess, you know, because you're playing it in VR, and the HUD is, like, I guess, very complex. Like, there's a lot going on, and the, like, customization menus are also, like, very complex, where it's, like, every single gadget that you have is customizable, and, like, certain amount of power can go to different places, and there's just a lot going on.
Yeah.
And someone posted like a screenshot of it and was like, I'm exhausted just looking at this. And then this one dude like went off. He's like, yo, dude, if this isn't like your cup of tea, that's fine. But just because the like menu, HUD, and gameplay experience is complicated doesn't make it a bad game. Someone worked really hard on this and a lot of people really enjoy it. And like just like kept going and going and going about how like games being hard or complex doesn't mean that they're bad and you're just lazy for not liking it. And he's like, yeah, fuck it, I guess, sorry man.
You and the viewers can't see it, but I am making the jerking off motion. No, that was 100% like that is peak internet, right? Like people just going off at even the mildest,
yeah, someone giving like criticism, not even a take.
Yeah,
and then this dude coming in with like, I don't know, like the Communist Manifesto worth of reasons why they're wrong. Yeah.
I know nothing about the Iron Man VR game, but my only response, I guess, my only defense, like, it's diegetic, right? Like, if the gameplay is you are in the Iron Man suit wearing the visor, then...
Yeah, we've seen all those shots from the MCU where it's just Robert, like a close-up of Robert Downey Jr.'s face. And he's supposed to be in the Iron Man suit, and there's things flashing in his face the whole time. Like, yeah, I'm sure it would be complicated. Or, you know, you could just tell Jarvis to fucking, I don't know, come up with something, and then you win the level.
I was about to say, like, I would... No, I'm not gonna buy like $500 worth of VR shit just to play this game, but I would immediately give the game like a 10 out of 10 if the whatever the like auto equip best gear button is, it just says make Jarvis do it.
That'd be pretty good.
I don't know. Anyway, I think that what comes to mind for me first, levels are different stages to me, first and foremost, and then followed shortly by like Pokemon levels, amount of XP. Andrew, you pick one.
Yeah, I guess same. I don't know. Like Pete from Providence, come up with a better question.
Pete, Providence, Rhode Island sucks. You can't even pump your own gas there. Move, yeah. Pete.
I guess Rhode Island, you know, all you have to do, or like the only thing to do in Rhode Island is video game word associations. Cool.
The only thing your state is known for is being the part of the world where Family Guy takes place. You have nothing.
Yeah.
If you're from Oregon, Rhode Island, unsubscribe. Oregon, you can give us your money. What's a question, Andrew?
Let's see. What is something that you would stream in order to start a new trend? Skylar from Seattle wants to know.
Oh.
Something that we would stream in order to start a new trend. So, like, are they talking about, like, we're going to go on Twitch and instead of playing video games, we're going to do something else?
I think so, yeah. Like, or I don't know, I just hear streaming now and trends and my mind immediately goes to like some new TikTok shit.
Okay. So something that we would do on TikTok, or you know, like a new kind of OnlyFans, but like not OnlyFans that we would make or something on Twitch. All right, so what are we doing? What are we doing to get people interested, to start a new trend, get internet famous, cash in immediately? We can, like, that, you know, damn Daniel went on the Ellen show after, like, being famous for 2 weeks and got, like, I don't know how many fucking pairs of shoes. And Ellen was probably nice to him. Not anyone that worked for her, but at least she was probably nice to him.
So, like, this...
What are we going to do on the internet to get Ellen to bring us on her show? We're going to be the last guest on Ellen before it's canceled.
And then you can call her out, not unlike my fucking TikTok trial from yesterday. Do you think we've gone, like, full circle in pies to the face? Can we bring that back? Can we make that our own?
So, like, are we pieing each other? Are we pieing people on the street?
We start out pieing each other, then eventually we get to people on the street, but, you know, then after we start to get some heat from parents' groups, we reveal that it's all scripted.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you want to stream just putting pies in people's faces?
I mean, you know what? If that was good enough to just be a straight joke in the fucking, when did Looney Tunes start? 1940s? I feel like we can bring it back now.
Okay, so Looney Tunes is the pinnacle of humor. Got it. So says Lucas.
It's up there, right?
I mean,
it's up there.
Racist stuff. There were characters whose, like, the whole joke was just that they had a lisp. Like that was the whole joke. And how offensive it was aside, that's just not funny.
Sylvester also wanted to eat Tweety Bird. Come on. And was comically inept at it.
I mean, I guess. All right. Something we would stream. Water chugging competitions. just drinking so much water. See who can drink the most. See who can pee the most number of times, or who can pee the fewest number of times. Just straight water.
I feel like did you intend to suggest something far more dangerous than throwing pies into random people's faces?
Oh yeah, no, did. Yeah, you can fucking die from drinking
hell
tons
yeah.
of water. But I have a water bottle in front of me, and it was the first thing I thought of. what if we stream magic, just fake magic, like pull a whole like IM JStation and I don't know, do like tarot pulling and seances and all that kind of dumb shit.
Kind of like those Freddie Wong videos that they put out forever ago.
Yeah.
All right. That can be dope.
Hop on Twitch Live and watch me communicate with my dead homies.
Did you see the... Wait.
I take it back. Magic tricks. I want to stream magic tricks. So I want to learn, like, card tricks and do it in front of a camera, but it doesn't work because there's no one there to take the cards and there's no one there to like hype up your reaction, and you can't do sleight of hand because everyone's just watching you. That's what I want to do.
Was that, I totally forget his name, was that guy who was just like slightly into magic on our cross-country team actually good with girls, or was that just a bit? I forget how that played out for him.
It's like a mix. It's like doing magic is not an actual thing that'll help you pick up chicks. I mean,
but the confidence.
I think it's one of those like cute things where most of the time girls are going to think it's like funny or weird, and they might be like, "Oh, that's charming." But, like, every once in a while there might be a girl that's like, oh, wow, this dude is doing this bit and it's funny and I find that cute. Now I'm interested. But it's not an, like, an actual thing where you can be like, yo, you want to pick up chicks? Just fucking pull a quarter out of their ear. Because most of the time they're not going to like that.
No, I'm thinking of that that scene in Chainsaw Man where he gives the girl a flower that he had, like, eaten earlier and tries to make it out like it's a magic trick when, no, he just threw up that flower he ate. Great comic. Do we have time for one more, or do we want to do a clap sync?
We're 20 minutes in. Let's do a clap sync.
Time dot is...
I did not hear you clap.
I heard you clap, so I think we'll be fine.
Okay.
Did
clap, right?
I did.
Okay.
They have a fucking Jerry Seinfeld quote up today.
To me, if life boils down to one thing, it's movement. To live is to keep moving.
Jerry Seinfeld is a fucking shark. Holy shit.
I was going to say Jerry Seinfeld's a fucking moron. Yeah, what is the meaning of life? Just move. Just, I don't know, if your heart is beating, just a mouth breather response.
Wow, fucking putting Jerry Seinfeld on. What is life to you, Andrew?
I don't know, but I don't, if I said, the life is... drinking water.
God, wow.
The majority of your body. Like, it's, I don't know, I feel like that's just as profound. He could have just added one word. If he would have said it's about moving forward, then great quote. Just great.
Wow.
Like, but just to keep moving. If your body is functioning, that is what life is. One of the most historically funny guy in American history. Just dumb.
But you're not always moving forward. Sometimes there are setbacks in life, but you got to keep powering. Whatever.
Yeah, you got to keep powering forward. You got to keep moving forward.
Wow.
Yeah. You almost had it.
Wow.
Almost had it. Jerry Seinfeld, one word away from discovering the meaning of life.
Boy, if anybody out there has a Jerry Seinfeld contact, like, I feel like this is starting some beef, you know? Jerry Seinfeld, you want to come on our podcast and just tell Andrew off? You're more than welcome to.
If Jerry Seinfeld came on our podcast, I'd let him say anything he wanted to me. Not even that big of a fan of Jerry Seinfeld, but yeah, that'd be big.
Yes, but Joke Daddy, just, please.
We can bring Jerry Seinfeld on here, but we can't go on the Joe Rogan podcast.
I'd rather not, but, like, I don't know, man. It wouldn't be a good time. I'd just be upset.
I don't care. I don't care about how upset you would be. You were going on Joe Rogan's podcast, Lucas, and that's final.
Fine. Can't talk about anime, at least.
I mean, as long as he'll let you. Joe Rogan might blacklist you if you go on his podcast and start talking about anime. Joe Rogan might end your career if you do that.
So, Joe Rogan, the thing you need to know about Evangelion is that they're not actually giant robots. they're clones made from primordial aliens that just have metal suits of armor on them.
Are you serious? Is that a thing in Evangelion?
Yeah, they're not actually robots.
Oh my god, that's so stupid.
Why?
Why is it stupid?
Yes.
Why are giant robot alien clones that aren't actually robots but are still mech suits stupid?
How is it any dumber than there just being a giant robot?
Because they took a thing that was clearly, like, a thing. Because giant robots are stupid. Like, giant robots are played out and dumb. And changing one thing about them makes it worse. Because now you're just like, oh, we could not come up with an actual idea. So we just took a thing that already existed and made it slightly different. And made it a gimmick. If we were like, oh, this whole thing, it's just Harry Potter, but the wands are, like, part of their skeletons. That's dumb, right?
Buddy, you are picking the wrong anime to yell at for being cliche or trying to be subversive and failing at it.
Evangelion is super problematic, and I know that, like, the issue with it is not that the robots are aliens because it's dumb. Because it is dumb, but that's not the problem with Evangelion. It has everything else wrong with it.
And it's also amazing, but yeah.
I've never heard anyone actually say good things about Evangelion other than, like, positive words. I've heard people say, yeah, dude, there's so many fucked up things in it. Like, there's weird incest, and it's super problematic, and, like, the story doesn't make a whole lot of sense, and, like, it's kind of boring, but it's super good. Like, every single time I've heard anyone talk about Evangelion, it's tons of examples of negative things followed by, but it's great.
I mean, that's because it's very much, like, it's an exploration of the creator's own depression, so there is, like, a bunch of, like, problematic stuff in there because you think problematic things when you're depressed. And I'm not saying that as an excuse for it kind of having some not okay sexual stuff in it and other shit, but yeah, it's,
well, then what's good about it?
I genuinely
don't say alien mechs.
A genuine heartfelt exploration of just, like, depression and sexuality, and that weird part of your life as a teenager, and, like, a strained relationship with, you know, dads or father figures, at least.
Yeah, but actually, so is 13 Reasons Why. It doesn't actually make it good.
Really solid handling of, like, queer subject matter for something that came out in, like, 1997.
Okay. Wait, didn't they, isn't that the show that, like, made the gay characters not gay?
You're thinking of Sailor Moon.
No, like, I thought there was a thing where, like, they edited out the scenes where it was, like, the two guys confessing their love. And it was just like, you're my friend, is what they replaced it with.
No, like, you're thinking, okay, so in the Netflix release, the gay characters changes it from I love you, which was the original dub, to you are worthy of my grace in the Netflix dub.
You are worthy of my grace. The fuck?
Yeah!
I'm not going to hold that against it, because that seems like an English thing.
Yeah.
Alright. Alright, then. Well, there you have it, folks. Evangelion is Schrodinger's anime, simultaneously awful and great. And you shouldn't watch it, because then it'll change the outcome.
God damn. This thing might be great. Don't watch it. Thank you all so much for listening to this episode of the Quarantine Cast. We'll have another one tomorrow. Who knows? Maybe we'll talk about an anime that Andrew has good things to say about if it's a duo cast again. Not going to commit to anything, though, other than I've been binging through The Boys, and we'll definitely talk about that on voluntary viewing this Sunday or Monday. So keep an eye out for that. But yeah, thank you so much for listening, and stay safe out there. Goodbye. Oh, ActBlue link down below. Donate to that, please. Goodbye for real now.